Yes, sometimes it's a paper bag, and sometimes it's a burlap bag, and sometimes we say a paper sack.
Okay. Now, is a burlap bag the same thing as a crocus sack?
Yes, it is. You used to call them crocus a long time ago.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that tall, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Oh, a mouth harp.
And what do you call a little one that's made out of metal and shaped like this and put it up? Get like
that? Oh, that's old timey juice harp. Juice harp. I used to have one. I wish I'd have kept it for curiosity.
Could you play it?
Yeah.
How do you play it?
Well, you kind of have to hum the tune as you move your mouth to let the sounds out.
Oh, yeah.
I bought one in Savannah, and I tried to play it. I couldn't figure out how to play it.
That's right.
It always tickles your mouth if it touches it.
I couldn't remember how to do it either, but that's like the reed on a clarinet.
I guess
it gives you the vibration.
It's
the
got that little
air,
that little wire that comes to it and then comes off down here where you flip the end of it, you see.
Right.
And so you hum and flip at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give it another try.
What part of it do you hold in your mouth?
The whole thing, you know.
The whole thing.
It's like that. It's just a little narrow thing, you know. It's kind of bigger at one end. It's the other. What you hold in your mouth is just about that part.
Yeah. And you hold that between your lips and your teeth?
Yeah.
You
I
gotta
believe
get
so.
One of those and try that again.
Well, there's one sitting at home.
Been so long since I tried it, I wouldn't know. I'd have to learn over again.
What do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end and one sits on the other and they go up and down?
Oh, that's a seesaw.
And what would you call something that children play on that goes round and round?
That's a merry-go-round.
Did you used to play on one of those when
yes.
you were a child? Well, how are those things made?
What you mean, the seesaw?
The merry-go-round.
Well, the merry-go-round, you'd have to have a big old iron pin, you know, and work its way in a stump or something solid, you know, and put it down where the board wouldn't fall off of the stump, but it would be loose enough that it would go around and around.
Uh-huh. Did you grease it, or did it just take off on its own?
You had to start it, push your way around with your feet, but
uh-huh.
I don't know, I expect it would, you might bring you have to push your foot all around to keep it going.
Uh-huh.
Or no mechanical thing about it, you know.
What do you call a flat piece of stone about this big that somebody uses to sharpen a knife on?
A wet rock. Or a grindstone. Now, of course, the bigger ones is the grindstone, what turned around and around. But the little ones is the wet rock.
Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use or still use?
Well, the old time ago, it was the rail fence.
And how was the rail fence built?
Well, there was two kinds. One kind of just built it like that, you know, just kept going back and through a zigzag way, you know, where you put one on top of the other like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, at the corners, you'd call it stake and riders. You'd drive a big stake on each side and tie it together at the top where it wouldn't fall down. And then some people made them straight by just laying them that way, you know.
Well, now, would those have posts?
Yeah, they'd all have to have posts.
Uh-huh. Well, now, did they use nails on those, or did they have holes?
No, they didn't use any nails at all, I don't think, because they took them down and moved them, you know, when they wanted to, and pile them in another place, like where they pan the cows, you know, and they'd get a piece of ground ready to plant in, they'd move it to a new place.
Well, now with that second kind of fence, how did they keep the rails up?
Well, they'd have to drive a stake down in the ground on each side of them.
Oh,
I see.
Now, what about the uprights on the zigzag kind of rail fence?
Well, now those are the stake and riders.
Yeah, you see up there, it was stuck over here on the ground and over there on the
right.
ground, the top would cross. And then they'd lay one up there on that top cross, and that'd make it going up higher. Sometimes